What do you do if you're an unsigned rock band and you have a new single out soon and you need to produce a music video, but you don't have any money to do it?
You find a banker, a rich guy, a supermodel.
Thing in NYU film school?
If you live in England, all you really have to do is find somebody to film it for free, right, and then get your hands on that video. The band, the Get Out Clause, did exactly that. They performed their new song, Paper, in front of a...
surveillance cameras?
CCTV security cameras in their home city of Manchester, England, and they made a music video. And joining us now is the singer, Jamie Hancock. We also have the drummer, James Thompson, and we have the guitarist, Tony Chernside. Hello, gentlemen. How did that work out for you? CCTV video for a music video.
Hi there, it's James here. I think it worked out really well. Obviously, it's gained us lots of publicity, which is exactly what we were looking for.
I don't understand what you did. So you went around to security cameras and performed in front of them and edited it together?
Pretty much, yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, we were I don't know how things are over there, but over here there are a lot of CCTV cameras. I think, was it the average number of times you get filmed in an urban environment in a day was
300?
300 times a day.
And I think there's one camera for every 14 people in the UK, one security camera.
Like that. Yeah, it's an incredible amount of surveillance goes on over here, either directly watched or not.
So you play your song and then you go to the store owner or whoever owns the camera and say, "Hi, I need some of the video."
Pretty much, that's exactly what we did.
and they just give it to you.
Well, there's an information act over here called the Data Protection Act, which basically instructs any company that holds information about you, it tells them they need to release that copies of that information to you.
They have to give it to you.
They have to provide you with copies.
Oh, I love that.
But not everybody did provide it to you, did they?
No. There were a lot of excuses that we were given as to why we couldn't be given the footage.
So it's actually illegal to get in the way of you making your video.
Yes.
I love that.
Pretty much.
And here's
That's
your song.
Brilliant.
Here's your song, Paper. And it really has nothing to do with security, right? Or really anything to do with where you were filming it. It's a song about a man writing a letter to his girlfriend, right?
Yeah, basically. But the idea of the CCTV footage was just too good not to use, so we thought, yeah, let's use it.
Guys, how did you even come up with the idea? You're just sitting around one day and you said, gee, there's these security cameras. I think we'll go perform in front of them.
Yeah, pretty much. We were talking about speed cameras for traffic, I think. But then we got onto CCTV cameras and there's just so many. We thought, why not? You know, you can stand on almost any street in Manchester and get footage back from it.
Now, you guys, your sound is a little sort of Coldplay, if you'll excuse me. Is this just a way of distinguishing yourself, you know, from the kind of generic sort of, Coldplay sound that's out there all over the place? You know, I have to ask you the tough question.
Oh, no, it's fine. A fair few people have described us as that kind of Coldplay, Snow Patrol kind of sound. But we really try to be about writing songs, and that's kind of where we come from.
Do you guys have a record deal?
No, we don't have a record deal. Neither are we looking for one, actually, at the moment. The way technology is moving at the moment and the way the market's moving at the moment, it's not really necessary to be able to release records online because there's so much online distribution that you don't really need a record label behind you these days.
And your video, it is on YouTube. James Thompson, drummer, Jamie Hancock, singer, and Tony Chernside, guitarist from the Get Out Clause. Listen, you guys, all the best to you.
Thanks very much.
And then the video is all over YouTube. It's actually a very, very big video on you. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's brilliant, but I also think that if you are on the other side of things, what a major pain in the neck. I'd never heard of this law. You have to release security footage. So let's say now I have my Girl Scout troop or any group of people that I want to take out.
Careful.
And have them performing, proselytizing, bandoleering, and
sounds
all of a sudden...
Sounds like a terrible bureaucratic problem, potentially.
No, I own the rights to the security cameras of me in the subway. I'm going to demand that the movie of me on the New York subways be released to me.
And I bet that's a big hit on YouTube.
Well, it will be, if
that's
I can just get
saying.
The footage.
You can get the
footage. 877 My Take here on paper. That's from the Get Out Clause band from Manchester we were just talking to. Anyway, we want to hear your stories of the creepiest security camera you ever saw. You can send them to 877 My Take or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Also, comment on anything Stephen Dubner has said.
And of course, do-it-yourself impulses to cut your carbon footprint and perhaps save a few bucks. We want to hear that story, too.
Do they work or do they not work? Is Stephen Dubner a part of the, like, saving the environment, or is he part of destroying the environment?
One good thing to do is turn your radio up loud.
What, that helps.
Why does that help?
Keeps you inside.
Stephen Dubner, many thanks, as always.
Sure thing.
We are in our podcast, available on iTunes, thetakeaway.org. Thanks.